infinite mush. Wait till your pigeon pecks at the world the way the rest do. Eager beak to naked bum.
You ought to have your tongue torn out.
All men should, to suffer silently.
Nothing this good man might suffer. Nothing at all would make him yelp as you do. He'd praise God no matter.
Why must he suffer then?
To praise.
He praises now, like a canary. Shall I tell you why? To learn. Every human creature born is born into the bright delusion, beauty and loving kindness care for him. Suffering teaches. Suffering's good for us. Imagine men and women dying, still believing that cuddling arms would close them. They'd find the worms peculiar nurses, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they? What once was cuddled must learn to kiss the cold worm's mouth. That's all the mystery. That's the whole muddle. Well, we learn it. God is merciful, and we learn it. We learn to wish we'd never lived.
He'll never learn that lesson. Never.
Morty, when the anguish starts, shall I tell you how it ends? Shall I prophesy? I see our smug world master on his dung heap, naked, miserable, and alone, pissing the stars. That's a ridiculous gesture. Nevertheless, a gesture, meaning all there is on earth to mean man's last word and worthy of it.
He'll trust the will of God no matter.
Why try the trust then?
Why? To see.
See what?
See God.
That's a fine sight from an ash heap, certainly.
It's from the ash heap God is seen. Always. Always from the ashes. Every saint and martyr knew that.
Hast thou considered my servant Job?
Hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him on the earth. A perfect and an upright man. One that feareth God and escheweth evil.
Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Behold, all that he hath is in thy power.
Only upon himself put not forth thy hand.
Only upon himself put not forth thy hand.
Hey, you two!
It's the house. Go on.
Go on, okay.
Look, Joe, look! Across the street, two soldiers.
What about them?
Oh, they stare so.
Stare at what?
The house. I think they're drunk a little.
Plastered.
One of them, anyway. He wobbles.
That's no wobble. That's a waltz step.
They're at the door.
They sure are.
What do you think
they... No idea.
What do you think they want? Two soldiers.
I don't know. Johnson will tend to them.
I've never seen such staring eyes.
Glazed. Just glazed.
I know, Job. They have some kind of message for us. David has sent them with a message. Something about his regiment. They're coming every day now, ship by ship. I hear them in the harbor coming. He couldn't write, and so he sent them.
Pretty drunk for messengers, those soldiers.
Oh, what does it matter? They're just boys. They've just got home. It doesn't matter.
Johnson's a judge of drunks. He'll handle them.
He mustn't send them off. Don't let him.
Two young gentlemen to see you. Friends, they say, of Mr. David.
Oh, I knew.
Come in, gentlemen. Come in. David's friends are always welcome. This is David's mother.
Won't you sit down?
What did I tell you, punk? Any friends of David?
There, sit down.
It's just we saw the number.
And David asked you to drop in.
Any friends of his, he told us any time.
And we were cold. Cold, hard march.
What the hell's the matter with you? You drunk?
Sit by the fire, both of you. Where was he?
Where was who?
David.
When?
When he told you.
In the mess.
Any friends of his, he told us any time at all. Why? Do you think we're lying to you?
Certainly not.
Do you think we never knew him?
Of course you did. You do.
We knew him.
Fumbling among the faces.
Will you shut up? Or will I clout your big mouth? That's why we come, because we knew him.
To tell you how we knew him.
Thank you.
How it was with him.
Listen,
how
punk.
By night, by chance, a darkling, by the dark of... A chance.
He's drunk.
The war done. The guns silent. No one knows who gave the order.
Like I say, because he said to. Any friends of his, he said to, just to tell you we knew David.
Maybe drink to David, maybe.
Yes, oh yes, let's drink to David, J.B.
Now you're cooking.
That's right. Here, put your feet up. Oh, they're not too dirty. David's a dirtier, I'm sure.
David's feet.
I'll say they are. Look, what's going on here, David's feet?
I meant with all that marching.
I don't get it. Look, it's true. They didn't have the right length lumber. We did the best we could.
What in God's name are you saying, soldier?
What does he mean, the lumber?
You don't know. Ain't that the army for you? They don't know. They never told them.
Told us what?
We better go.
No, please. Please, no.
Come on. We're getting out, you lunkhead.
Not until you've told me. Sarah, perhaps you'd better. Sarah?
Please, I want to hear it.
Jesus.
What is it we were never told?
Ready? Got to be, don't they? Got no choice.
David,
disasters.
Is our son.
Agonies.
Our son.
I meant you.
Our son.
It isn't true. It isn't possible. We had a letter from him. After the end of it, we had a letter.
What shall I say to you? What I saw? What I believe I saw? Or what I must have seen and have forgotten?
It can't be happening to us. It can't be.
David's all right. He is. He has to be.
God won't let it happen. Not to Job, the perfect, the upright man.
I know he is. The war is over.
Job deserves his luck. He's earned it.
It never could have happened. Never. Never in this world.
This world? This world? Suppose it did, though. Suppose it did. What would this world be made of then?
David's all right. I know he is.
I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Job, he's dead. God has taken him.
We had a letter. After the end of it, we had a letter. Sarah. Sarah.
Even a perfect and an upright man, teach him long enough, might learn.
Sa-da-ba-doo-ee, sha-da-ba-zoo-ee, oop-ba-doo.
Learn what?
Ee-ee-ya-oo-ee-ya-doo, sa-ba-doo-ee-ah-ah.
Your providence!
Keep your tongue in your teeth!
Here, you two. Press card. Camera. I need a girl to help you. There's one there.
I don't like it.
You'll do fine.
I don't like it. I wish I was home in bed with a good boy or something.
You'll do fine.
I won't do fine. I'm frightened.
All you do, you go up to them, get them talking, keep them looking.
Go up to them yourself, why don't you?
Sure, and get the brush off. A girl like you can keep them talking, keep them looking, that is. Pretty girl.
All I know is I don't like it. Keep them talking till the flashbulb smacks them naked in the face. It's horrible.
It's genius. Listen, lady, how do I get the photograph without answering me that? How do I get the look a mother's face has maybe once in a lifetime, just before her mouth knows, when her eyes are knowing?
I can't do it.
She can't do it.
All you got to do is walk. Wiggle your can. Keep them looking. Then he tells them, then I take them, then you beat it, then that's that. Except the drink we're going to buy you payday evening if you're good. And if you're not, there's lots of liars.
You don't have to tell them, I do.
Why do you?
Because I have to. There's always someone has to, someone chosen by the chance of seeing, by the accident of sight, having witnessed, having seen. He only...
He was there, he has to. Route 2, under the viaduct. Traveling 70, 75, kid was driving them, was drunk, had to be drunk, just drove into it. He was walking home, he saw it. Saw it start to, saw it had to, saw it happen. JB's son, JB's daughter, 4 in all. All the 4 of them, just kids, screaming when they hit the wall.
Then silent, blonde, in all that blood.
He can't tell them that.
He has to. Somebody has to. They don't know. They've been out all evening. Somewhere.
That's there. They're coming. Quiet.
I can't do it!
You can do it.
I, who have understood nothing, have known nothing, have been answered nothing, I only am escaped alone.
Good evening. What a pleasant evening. You back from the theater so soon? We're neighbors, don't you know? You've met my Mifkin walking me each morning. You know Muff, my purple poodle. Isn't it a pleasant evening?
I'm from the press. There's been an accident.
Four kids in a car! They're dead! Two are yours! Your son, your daughter, cops have got them in a cab! Any minute now, they'll be here!
Cover your face!
You bastard!
Jonas!
I think you're goddamn crazy! Where are you gone? Answer me! Answer me! Answer me!
Why did you follow them? It wasn't they that did it. It wasn't they. What have they done to him and those children?
Don't, Sarah, don't. It doesn't help to think that.
It doesn't help. What can help them now?
It happened.
Yes, and who let it happen?
Shall we take the good and not the evil?
Shall we take the good and not the evil? We have to take the evil. Evil with good. It doesn't mean there is no good.
You know that, don't you?
Sticks and stones and steel are chances. There's no will in stone and steel. It happens to us.
No, don't touch me.
Starting, isn't it?
Wait a minute.
Warrant?
No. Where are you going?
Just a walk in the earth for my health, or somebody's, you know. Here, you two, put these on, policeman's raincoats.
Leave them alone a minute, can't you?
Who, me? Am I God? Why should we leave him alone? He's suffering. It's an old role, played like a mouth organ. Any fool on earth can learn. Despair in six short, easy lessons. Give him another little needling nudge between the withers and the works. We'll see.
He'll learn. He's desperate now. You'll teach him.
This way, officer. Come in.
Sorry to question you like this. We got to get the story.
Sarah. Sarah.
Turning your house into a...
It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters but to know.
Children, how many children?
Two.
Girls?
Our boys are dead.
Girls, names?
Ruth. Rebecca.
Ruth is the oldest.
So our last?
Ruth?
It's Rebecca is missing.
He knows.
No, it's God that knows. She's the littlest one. She's God.
How long ago?
Oh, hours.
It's 3 a.m. now.
Since 7.
You reported it?
Yes.
When?
Oh, 1 o'clock, quarter after. We looked for her everywhere, of course. Then we thought... I thought if somebody... Maybe the telephone would ring.
You'd do better on your own.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we believe in our luck in this house. We've earned the right to. We believe in it, all but the bad.
That's telling him. That's telling him. If God is will and will is well, then what is ill? God still do tell.
Nobody telephoned.
Nobody telephoned.
Dressed? How was she dressed?
White.
White. You saw her glimmering in the twilight.
White.
All but her shoes.
Her shoes were what?
Red.
Rebecca have a red umbrella?
Parasol.
Little toy umbrella.
Parasol. Yes, she might have had one.
You mean she owned one?
Yes, it belonged to a big doll we bought her once. Scarlet silk. It opens and closes. She kept it when the doll gave out. She used to take it to bed with her even. Open and close it.
You... found the parasol.
What will it tell you?
Oh.
Will it tell you why? Out in the desert, in the tombs, are potter's figures. Two of warriors, two of worthies, two of monsters. Ask them why. They will not answer you. Can the tooth among the stones make answer? Can the seven bones reply? Death is a bone that stammers, a tooth among the flints that has forgotten.
Just past midnight, pounding his beat by the back of the lumberyard. Somebody runs, and he yells, and they stumble. Big kid, 19 maybe, hopped to the eyes and scared. Scared bloodless, he could barely breathe. Constable yanks him up with the britches. All right, take me to it. Just a shot in the dark. He was so goddamn scared there had to be something. Well, he took him to it, back of the lumber trucks, beside the track. It was tight in her fist when he found her, still.
Now's the time to say it, mister.
Now is the time. Now is the time.
The Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away.
Go on. Go on. Finish it.
Blessed be the...
What should he finish when he said it all?
Go on.
To what? To where? He's got there, hasn't he? Now he knows. He knows who gives. He knows who takes.
Knows and accepts it all. All of it.
Accepts it all, huh? Accepts? A son destroyed by some fool officer's stupidity. Two children smeared across a road at midnight by a drunken child. A daughter raped and murdered by an idiot. And all with God's consent, foreknowledge, he accepts
it. He accepts it all and more and blesses God.
You wait. He'll curse God to his face.
Finger to folly. There's not a walk nor a wall.
Your fault.
Even the ligget is gone.
Mother, I'm cold.
I know, I know. Lance, oh, it's you.
Who?
Where are you headed?
Wherever I'm going.
Where is she ever but to bed?
There isn't a bed in the town. They found
it. Well, you ought to know. You've been into enough of them.
And that's the truth. If the kettle does say it.
Call me a pot, I'll tear your hair.
It's like a wall.
Well, at least it's the lee of the wind, and that's something.
Lie by the wall, child.
Here's some papers. Oh, we've got some news. It's small.
The Times goes all over you.
Don't they, though?
Don't what?
The Times. They go over you.
I fell asleep in the hall, like I told you. Woke in the alley.
Yes, you told.
We slept in the parlor. Woke on the roof.
Only there wasn't one.
Yes, we know.
You know what there was in the crib of the ark when the world went down? Four old women.
What's the good of four old women?
Go on griping in the dark.
Sarah! Sarah! Ruth! Sarah!
Somebody calling his girl in the middle of that.
Blessing of blood's coming back in me. I'm worn to the knees.
Squares in.
Squeezing.
When we court and kiss, she cries, oh, sir, let go. But when we come where comfort is, she never will say no.
What have they got in their arms?
Who?
Those air raid wardens. What are they carrying?
She said she lived around here somewhere. This is all there is.
Sarah.
Where do you want her? On the floor. You got a floor. You're lucky, boy. You got a floor.
Where was she?
Underneath the wall. Sarah, he heard her. Sarah, underneath the wall. Tell him what you heard her.
I heard two words. I don't know what they mean. Ruth. Ruth.
Nobody answered. Nobody could have. You've been down there. The whole block's gone. Bank block, all of it. JB's bank, you know, just gone. Nothing left to show, whatever, just a hole. J.B.'s millions. That's a laugh now. J.B.'s millions.
All he's got is just the hole. The plant went too, all of it, everything. Ask him.
No, darling.
He can tell you. Rose. Just the hole.
Rose!
He can tell you. He can tell you what he saw.
Jonathan? Mary! Ruth! I cannot say the last.
Rebecca.
David?
You didn't find. There wasn't...
Jonathan.
I heard two words. I don't know what they mean. I've
Mary?
Brought them to you like a pair of pebbles picked up in a path or a pair of beads that might belong to somebody.
There wasn't anyone beside.
I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Ed! Jonathan!
It isn't decent. It isn't moral even. It's disgusting. His weeping wife in her despair, and he beside her on his trembling ham bones, taking it, eating it. It isn't decent.
You don't lose gracefully, do you?
I don't lose.
You have.